ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो फर्स्ट थैंक यू वेरी मच टू गिव मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू प्यूरिफाई माय सेल्फ एंड to be able to speak about Krishna, Harikatha, and please forgive me for my imperfections. I don't speak very nice English, it's my third language, and I know here there is a lot of people who speak more than 3, 5, 7, and going on like that. So please forgive me and give you blessing, and I can explain a little bit about this purpose of, well, Prabhupada explained everything, but always it's good to receive the blessing of Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna, otherwise you can survive in this material world. And I hope I will be a nice parrot, just repeat the words of my spiritual master of and my grandfather, Srila Prabhupada. And Asukadeva Goswami, you know, when he was leaving this, Krishna was leaving this world, Asukadeva Goswami want to go with him. And then Krishna said, no, you stay here. You have to stay where he was. How will we stay here? You are not here. But Krishna said, you can stay here where devotees are talking about me. So, in the form as a parrot, in this moment, Shiva was reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam to Parvati, to his wife, and then Parvati was just looking for the 10th canto, where all this mellow pastime of Radha and Krishna, you know. So, she was not very interesting from the 1 to the 10. She was mostly sleeping. And then, but Shiva was reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Sukadeva Goswami was encourage Shiva. He was like, oh, wonderful. Oh, very nice. So he was just keep going. And then when Shiva stopped, finished to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam, so he asked Parvati, so did you like, so how do you feel after being listened this wonderful story of the all the devotees of the Lord and the Srimad Bhagavatam? And she said, did you recite already the 10th canto? And she said, yes, I was reciting all the time this Srimad Bhagavatam. So he said, so who was there to like, someone else was listening that? And it can be. So he saw like this parrot, Sukadeva Goswami, and he got very angry, and he took his, what is the, that Shiva, is it, trident, and he went around behind him, and he wanted to kill him. And then in the same moment, Vedavyas was reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam to his wife. I don't know the name of the Vedavyas, the wife name, but she was with the open. She was like very like surprised, no? So Sukadeva Goswami entered inside in the mouth and went to the womb of the wife. Vedavyasa wife. So Shiva came very angry, no? And he said, and Vedavyasa said, what's happening? Why you are like that? What happened? He said, I was reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam and someone else was listening, an animal was listening. Oh, why you are so angry? Like, what is the final to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam? And he said, Shiva said, well, immortality. So when he said that, he became like more like peaceful, and he went away. So that's why Sukadeva Goswami was in the womb of his mom, and he was for, he said that it was for 16 years, and he didn't want to come out because he knew already that this world is completely suffering. So, but then he born, and he was explaining the Srimad Bhagavatam, no? So we want, hopefully I will be a nice parrot. I just came this story because when I listen this story, it's really like make sense, because the Guru Parampara is the Guru is someone who is really like carrying on this treasure of bhakti, of prema, and the way how to become free from this samsara, and he's giving to his to someone who wanted to carry it. So we are this kind of pot who want to carry this legacy. So now we have to, it's the 25. So Savirapati Rapi Sujana Sabat Savagata. I don't know how to sing because it's very long. It's we can sing as his is better because here is very long, so I don't know how to sing it. Okay. Savirapati Rapi Sujana Savagata Paramatma Satadvahadmani Avidya Dyaropitam Sachid Dehadma Matim Visa Sarja Evam Hi Nipa Bhavata Asrita Asrita Ristanu Bhavaha. So someone, I want to repeat it. No? So this chapter is Rahugana converse with Jayabharat. Savirapatihi, the king of the state of Savira, happy, certainly, Sujana, from an elevated person, Samagavata, having completely understood. Paramatma Satadvaha, the truth of the constitutional position of the spirit soul and the super soul. Position. Atmani, in himself. Avidya, by nescience. Adiropitam, erroneously attribute. Cha, and deha, in the body. Atma matim, the concept of the self. Visararja, completely gave up. Evam, thus. He, certainly, Nipa, O King, Bhagavat Asrita Asrita Anubhavaha, the consequence of taking shelter of a devotee who was similarly, taking shelter of a spiritual master in the parampara system. One is sure to get out of this great nuisance of the bodily concept of life. Translation a purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki. After receiving lesson from the great devotee Jayabharata, King Rahugana
of the state of Sauvit became completely aware of the constitutional position of the soul. He thus gave up the bodily conception completely. My dear King, whoever takes shelter of the servant of the servant of the Lord is certainly glorified because he can without difficulty give up the bodily conception. So, you repeat after me. After receiving lesson from the great devotee Jada Bharata, King Rahugana of the state of Sauvira, become completely aware of the constitutional position of the soul. He thus gave up the bodily conception completely. My dear King, whoever takes shelter of the servant of the servant of the Lord is certainly glorified because he can without difficulty give up the bodily conception. So there's purport by Srila Prabhupada. And stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:54, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastrekaya, Lava Mata, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhikaya. It is a fact that if one takes shelter of a pure devotee, one attains all perfection, even if the association is a short one. A sadhu is a pure devotee of the Lord. It has been our practical experience that the first instruction of our spiritual master infuses us with Krishna consciousness, so that now we are at least on the path of Krishna consciousness, and we can understand the philosophy. As a result, there are many devotees engaged in this Krishna consciousness movement. The whole world is revolving under the bodily conception. Therefore, there must be devotees all over the world to deliver people from the false bodily conception and fully engage them in Krishna consciousness. Amayana timiram dasyana nanjana sarakaya chaksura militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna karuna sindhu dinabandha jagatpate gopesha gopika kantarada kantanamustute. Tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavanishvari vrishavanu sute devi pranamami hari priye vancha kalpataru vyacha kripa sindhu vyayavacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chai. So, it's a very good purpose. So how we can, is the actually the secret how to become a devotee? Yeah. I don't know if someone here in the room become Krishna consciousness by knowing a friend or knowing someone who invite him to in a company to become to the temple or to become in a restaurant. Personally, I have experienced that I become Krishna devotee because devotees who used to go to this festival of circus, because I do circus things, juggling, and then there is a kind of a convention, that meeting of all the people who does this kind of circus things, and then the devotees used to go, and they still go, and they distribute prasad, and then I become like a curious by this kind of clothes and these things, and I had to ask them, and they were so like one Lila Sukha Prabhu, he was so kind and so like, you know, when you become like
in love with this kind of attitude or qualities that the person have. Like it's very like nice, because the devotees develop nice qualities, and that's that that we have to do, no? Develop nice qualities. So in the cell there is someone who become Krishna consciousness by a friend. Can no? So if and you understand the question, if someone become Krishna consciousness by a friend, because you know a friend who was already in the movement and he invade you. So that's the power of the of Sadhu Sangha is very important, because it's the most important in Krishna consciousness. It's the most important thing, beyond this thing. In the nectar of instruction, it said that there is five things that is very important: the holy name, the Sadhu Sangha, Srimad Bhagavatam, live in a holy place and do pilgrimage. Yes. Huh? Worship deities. Thank you. So, of these five things, two are the most important: is the holy names and the Sadhu Sangha. But when you have holy names, you have to be a Babaji to be like realized self-realization. So you have the most important of these two is Sadhu Sangha, because in a Vaishnava we can find everything. You can find all the scripture. You can find that I said when you meet a sadhu, you find everything in a sadhu. When Prabhupada came, he brought everything in his heart, and he starts to spread all around the world. So in his heart, he has deities, prasad, temples, books, knowledge, this sankirtan, Harinam sankirtan. He has all these things inside his beautiful heart. And he has, because a pure Vaishnava, he never dies, no? He's always alive. And so the success of a devotee, when a devotee wants to be successfully by having this association, he has to always come outside of a pure devotee, or look for those who are always engaged in chanting the holy name and serving Krishna and developing nice qualities. Because if we don't have nice qualities, then what is the meaning of chanting and to be a devotee? Because when you are developing nice qualities, means the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is working, is cleaning the heart. So by taking this shelter in the lotus feet of a spiritual master of the pure devotees or asadus, we can attain we attain all perfection, as is Prabhupada said here. And like the fire, the iron in contact with fire become fire, you know? So because the sadhus are really preoccupied of our liberation, they are more preoccupied than ourselves. That is the job of a sadhu, or of the real purpose. The sadhus come just to liberate souls. As Prabhupada know, he came, and many also avatars in the story. Also Jesus, he came to liberate people. A lot of pious person, they are always engaged in this we can say work, heavy work to make us free, or to deliberate from the samsara, from this wheel of birth and death. And they are always in this state of Satchitananda. The pure soul are always in this mood, no? In this, that's why they are in this platform. So they are not touched by this mundane material world. And they come completely come, they come just with one purpose, that is to show the love that God has for us. And that is manifest in the heart of a Vaishnava. As we said yesterday, that a Vaishnava means full of compassion. And that's why the devotees, Prabhupada said, while there is one person suffering in the world, a Vaishnava never will be satisfied. Never he will be happy. Because someone is suffering. So being outside of the sadhus or a pure devotee means that we want to be successful in our life. We say successful or successfully? Successful. Thanks. And we don't want to come back to this world, and because we want to be successful in this life, and which we want to win to this wave of material nature. That is to be successful. Like when you start to realize that everyone is a friend, and you want to be a nice father, a nice mother, a nice sister, a nice brother, you start to realize that we can't think to be a pure devotee if we are we are not thinking to be basically a nice human being. Like human being means like to be sensitive, no? That means human being, to be a person who feels the pain of others. That's why when you start to think like why vegetarian is so important, because you start to think the pain of others and your little friend, brother who are animals, you start to feel this pain inside. So that's a sadhu does with us. He starts to convert the all our old heart, and he said, you have a big heart. You can be you can have a big heart. You must have a big heart to love everyone, to include, to can love everyone, and to have a vision. Like then you can not be perturbed by anything. And so that's why the instruction of the spiritual master is very important to follow, as it is, as Prabhupada wrote the Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Because one woman in the introduction, Prabhupada puts that he said that one woman was asking her, like was asking him, that he has to, she wanted a recommendation for the Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada explained, yes, there is a lot of Bhagavad Gita translation, but no one of these translations are like a good one, because they put Krishna outside, or they don't take Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. And so that's why Prabhupada came and put as it is, no? As it is, the Bhagavad Gita as it is. So so when we went to the sadhus want that we become successful in this life, and to become successful means that everyone wants to, I want that everyone also becomes successful. Because if I become just successful by myself and I don't want to share, that means that I'm not really, I'm just creating my own misery for the future. Because if I don't want to share what is making me, like I got a recipe, a nice medication, and then I don't want to share that. So that is a kind of, I don't want to share my good fortune with others. And so how we can achieve that success just to approach in this, as Prabhupada said, just in the association is a short, for a while of time, for a little short time, can make us like completely aware of all this bodily conception that make us stay in this platform. Because when we become free from this bodily conception, then we become free of a lot of anxieties. When Prahlad Maharaj was listening to a Prabhupada class, and then Hiranyakashipu was asking Prahlad Maharaj, what did you learn today in the school? Or what is education? And he said, real education means be free from anxiety, from all the anxieties. And we can see we always, or not we, because we are like less anxiety, like most and most. That's, we are going to have nice peace and harmony, to really feel inside us that we, this, that those things exist. And then, because if I don't realize that, then I can't share with others. When I go to in Sankirtan book, I can say, take this mantra, take this book, because that's, it's a good recipe to make you free from stress and all kind of pain. So if I don't realize that in myself, how I can go to share that with people? If I don't do the recipe of the cake, how I can give the recipe of the cake? I say, that's a good recipe, if I don't taste it, no? So the sadhus are the best chef. They have been all, they are doing, they did already all these recipes and they tasted. And they said, yes, that is good. That is a really good recipe. And all this become because by purifying ourselves, when we can purify ourselves, then this recipe enter more in outside, in inside us, and then we can become, we can start to use this recipe to. There is not a kind of a specific recipe, but yes, we have one. It's the Maha Mantra Hare Krishna. No, by chanting this mantra, we always are trying to remember Krishna and never forgive him. Never forget him. So. So when we want to be successful, we want to always approach these sadhus to become pure. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and to initiate the movement of Sankirtan, the Sankirtan movement, he said that Sankirtan means everyone has to sing, everyone has to dance, and everyone has to feel his nature, Satchitananda. Because every one of us has this nature inside of us. No? Like you go in the street and you see that the people are not very happy. They are running and they don't have any time to listen. And maybe sometimes you meet a vegetarian people. And they stop. I say, why? Why that? Because just by the fact that the person is vegetarian, it makes more the heart soft, and they can understand more things. That's why Buddha came, and he couldn't explain the chastras, the Veda, because the people was eating too much. No, they were doing a lot of animal sacrifice. And so they couldn't understand anything about the Vedas, no? That's why he preached ahimsa, no violence. So that is the wonderful call that we of the spirit, this process, the spiritual process, that this process is not asking for us that we have to go and take shelter in a mountain or to meditate in the forest for our liberation. So this Sankirtan movement is asking that everyone can participate in this movement. and everyone can be part of the of this movement. So because everyone can be benefit of this, and everyone can be successful. So when the sadhu or the saintly person see that everyone is happy, everyone is successful by doing this process, then he really become happy. No? When Prabhupada, they ask what will make you happy, he said, just distribute my books. Because he knew that in my books are everything that's... In my book, I put all my recipes of how to liberate this the soul. So in this way, this successful life has to be for everyone. It can't be just for us, because then we become kripanas. A kripana means a miserable who doesn't want to share. And that's we say in the world, in the material world of exploitation, that everyone is exploiting or being exploited. And you know, like in South America, we have a lot of big companies that come to just exploit, to take, like there is one big one is Barrick Gold, and they are in charge to take all the gold in the world and all the minerals, and they are destroying a big glacier. I don't know how to say. Like in Himalayas, there is a lot of snow. There is a lot. Huh? Glaciers, yeah. And it's the second big one in the world. And they have to take all this glacier to take the gold that is they are doing that already. We did a lot of, because the devotees went to do, you know, kind of manifestation to stop that. And not only the devotees, a lot of people. But it's really difficult. Also, another thing, another demonic company is Monsanto. You know Monsanto? Monsanto is, they are doing genetical transgenic seed. So what they are doing, they are planting, they are doing this this seed. Then when you plant the seed, it's just grow up one time, then you don't have seeds for the other season. So in India, a lot of agriculture, they commit suicide because they commit suicide because they every time that they are planting, they have to go to buy these seeds, so they become crazy. And there is a very big revolutionary. It's a woman, Shiva Bandana. Her name is Shiva Bandana, and she's doing all these activities to stop this kind of demoniac. It's a really demoniac thing, because these things that they are doing, the only thing that we can stop that is by doing our own bank of seeds. And that's what they are doing in South America. In the farms, the devotees are themselves, they are planting and they're keeping the seeds. And then they have a kind of activities where they give seeds, like organic seeds, real ones. And then they say to the people, you have to really keep nice care of this seed because it's a precious, you know. Then it's a little thing, but it's very important. It's what is going on in the world, you know. It's very like sad in a way. So that's why Prabhupada said this world is not for gentlemen and for ladies neither. So that's why I'm talking about that, because they are thinking that they are being successfully by taking all this gold and all this kind of modifying or doing a lot of stuff. They think they are successful, but they are not really successful because they are destroying the world. They are destroying our generation also, because then what will stay for our children? It will be like for our children, what they will have? They won't have any place to go and to breathe air pure air. No, in the Amazonas they are like just deforesting. You say deforesting, like taking all the trees. Yeah, because they are for the grains, you know, to feed cows. Because they don't do as here. I was impressed here because you can see the cows on the big field and eating grass. But in South America, it's not like that. They just put it in a little part, and they feed with soya grains or I don't know, it's corn, and then that's the commerce, the business of the meat. And you can see like they are destroying everything. Like the 90% of the grains plant in the world is just for the animals, for feed the animals. So just 5% of the grains in the world is just for us, and 5% is for doing oils or something. Oils things, oil stuff. So that's why the world is suffering, because they are not thinking like if I become successful, others have to be successful also, and that's the sadhus are doing and they want to do. So, there is time for question, or there is a time? Do you have any question or commentary or critics? Yeah, that's it. So I wanted, yes, it's true. And when you go to Sankirtan, it's good to don't think like you are going to sell a book, but you are going to do a friend. When you do a friend, then it's like half person certainly that he will come to the temple, or he will come to take prasad, no? Because you can have a nice relationship, friendship, and he will, of course, accept it. If you become a friend of, sometimes it's difficult, but that's if we go with this spirit to Sankirtan in book distribution, it's sure that Krishna will help us, because Paramatma is in the other side. Well, Paramatma is here, as in the other side. So we pray to Paramatma, please make me like. I want to be sympathetic for this person. Then there is a kind of relationship that you start to develop with this person, and everything is because Paramatma is there and is trying to help this soul to become in a contact with a devotee. But sometimes it's very covered that they don't listen Paramatma. They listen just their ego, and they don't say nothing. They just walk away. They don't even stop. They don't even say hello. No, it's a kind of difficult, but it's our battle. What we will do? We can be here in the temple, like having like darshan every day and thinking that thousands of people are outside suffering, and we are thinking that, like, if we think like we are not happy being just here, then we really become more compassionate, developing more Vaishnava qualities. Because that is the core, the heart of a Vaishnava wants to everyone come. And it's a hard job. But at least we try to do, even we go, you go and you distribute maybe one book, but at least it's one, or maybe not, but at least you have the possibility to talk with people and to make listen them, you said Krishna or Hare Krishna, they are already getting Sukriti, you know, by listening the name of Krishna one time, when there is this very sinful person, and he came, and all the Yamadutas came, and he, the Yamadutas, when I saw you, we have here your book of sinful activities, and we can see like you have to come with us. Say, no, but how I can? No. Yes, you have to come with us. So he said, okay, please give me 1 minute. I have to go to pee pee. And he went to, and he embraced a tulsi plant. And then the Yamadutas were waiting, like, what happened with him? Well, he doesn't come. And then they discovered that he was like embracing or hugging, embracing a tulsi plant. And they said, oh no, that's very difficult, what we can do? So they went to ask her master, his master, hey, you know, we have here, how do you say, when the people go to the hell? No, when the people go to a prisoner? We have here a prisoner, but he's embracing a tulsi plant. We don't know how to do. And I said, Yamara said, I really don't know. I never have been in this situation. We go to ask Shiva. They went to go ask Shiva. And then Shiva was there, and they explained everything. I said, yeah, so he's attached to this plant, and so he's a sinful person, but he's, okay, I don't know what we have to do. So maybe Lord Brahma knows. They went to the Lord Brahma. And then Lord Brahma, they start to explain everything again. You know, this sinful person is there. He got attached to this plant. He's embracing this plant. And then we came here to ask you if you know how to, some solution is, like what we have to do. And said, well, in this case, you had to go ask Lord Narayan. So, and they were carrying this sinful person, you know, in a palanquin. They were carrying this person in a palanquin, you know, as a sadhu. And then they went to Lord Narayan. He didn't know what to do. And then they went to Lord Vishnu. And they went to Sri Krishna. And then he said, so, you know, this person, in his life, he said one time the love of Krishna. Just one time he said the love of Krishna. And then they arrived to see Krishna, they were like all there, you know, Yamaraj, Shiva, Brahma. And then they ask what we can do with these people, that he's like attached to this tulsi plant. And well, he, in his story, he chant one time my name, so by doing that you can take him, because he already chant my name. And it's like this, the same like Ajamila, no? When he sang the name of Narayan, the Yamadutas couldn't do nothing. And as also when Ram was fighting, in the before fighting, he said, even well, if Ravana came to ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive him. I will live in peace. So the Lord, that is the mercy of the Lord, is like he's always showing his mercy, and he can never lose this mercy, as the water never can lose his liquid, you know, liquid state. Maybe sometimes become like ice, but always, you know. So thank you very much. I don't know if you have some comments or critics. Or it's good, it's true. It's really true, because we are forced to explain who is Krishna or who, where we belong, and why you are dressing these things, this blanket that some people said is very weird. Why you are like that? You are coming pyjama to preach, or you, what are you doing? You are with your pyjama. So, but this show the people that is a spiritual aspect, you know, it's very simple. And it show that if the people want to approach or know something about God, they will approach God, they will approach a devotee. As a police, you know, a cop, they have their, I don't know how to say, insignia, uniform. You know that you have to, if something happened, you can go and tell, hey, someone stole me or something bad's happened there. So, then it because belongs to the Vedic culture, and we want to have everything. We want to, we want to have everything that's belong for the Vedic culture, like this beautiful dhoti or the beautiful sari. It's not a mode. It has been 5,000 years ago, and it's the same always. No, it's not like. 1,000 years later, they change. No, it's the same. So, always trying to follow all that Mother Veda, trying to. Because it's like a father or a mom, they want to that we become successful. That if you ask a father, they won't tell you, no, I don't want my child is become successful in his life. In the same way, Mother Veda, Mata Veda, she wants that we become full of knowledge and fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. And then full of knowledge of this bodily conception, that we can be free from this, how do we say, the tiger has a claws of Maya. It's just very hard. So, I think I said thank you very much. It was not easy to give a class with my uncles, spiritual uncles. and sometimes it's difficult for me because my English is not very good. But thank you to let me speak about this purple. And so when, just to finish our great triumph, you said triumph? Triumph. It's like we become enlightened by this knowledge and we become a spiritual person. And then you will be a benefactor, a good benefactor for everyone. Everyone will want to approach you. And you will be a source of relief, yeah, source of relief for everyone. Like you will become a big doctor, Like, you know, if you know someone and you say, I'm a doctor, oh, good. You're a doctor, wow, so nice. So I can call you if you have something, or my family, someone is sick in my family, I can call you. Yes, of course. So the devotee is a real doctor, and he's most important than a doctor, because he's a transcendental doctor, because he can stop with the samsara. This practice will make us purify ourselves more and more, and then we want to desire this, always to have this company of these people who are looking for this spiritual path, and for this they're always fighting. It's like we are like in a big army, and then the Maya is there in front, and then it's difficult to Hare Krishna, to fight. But if we see like there is a lot of with us, then we won't be like, we will take force, we will be encouraged by, no? If we go Sankirtan by only one, it's very like difficult. But if we see like six people in the street, oh wow, that's good. And you see the devotees are talking, and oh, that's make me like, it give me power. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Premanandi.